I'm going to be reading from John 9, 1 through 12. As he walked along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spit on the ground and made mud with the saliva and spread the mud on the man's eyes, saying to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam." Then he went and washed and came back able to see. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar began to ask, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?" Some were saying, "It is he." Others were saying, "No, but it is someone like him." He kept saying, "I am the man." But they kept asking him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made mud, spread it on my eyes, and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' Then I went and washed and received my sight." They said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know." Our society today has gotten into this blame game thing. I think psychology over the past 25 or 30 years has caused a lot of this. It's not my fault. It's something my parents did to me. Or it's not my fault. It's something that happened to me in school. Some teacher did that to me. Nobody wants to take accountability for anything anymore. But it is not someone else's fault. It is not something else's fault. Things happen. They just happen. There was a little girl riding along on her bike and she hit a low-hanging branch, ran into the house, "Mommy, Mommy, Joey hurt me." Mom looked at her funny. "How could Joey have hurt you? He's at the grocery store with his dad." And the little girl looked at her mom and says, "What does that mean? Stuff like this can happen on its own anytime without there being anyone at fault?" And that's how society has gotten today. We look for people to blame for the things that go wrong in our lives. And there's not always somebody to blame. Just like Jesus told them, it is not the man's fault that he's blind. It is not his parents' fault that he's blind. And it's silly to think it's the man's fault that he's blind. He was born that way. What did he do? Sin in his mom's womb? It's crazy. But we're always looking for someone to blame for the things that happen in our lives, the afflictions, the disasters, the terrible things that we go through, when there's really not anyone to blame. Things happen. And sometimes those things, most of the time, those things happen for a reason. We may not understand what that reason is at the very moment that it happens, but sometime later, 5, 10, 15 years from now, you may look back on that experience and go, "That's why that happened to me." Things happen. There's a young 8th grade girl who came home to find a yard sign in the yard sale. Her mom was out there. They were selling all their furniture, all their possessions. Apparently, dad had messed up and lost his business. So they were going to have to move to Florida for whatever reason. They sold everything they had. All they had left was what would neatly pack into the trunk of the car. When they got down to Florida and she started into school, she noticed that all the other kids were smoking. "So I guess I need to do that to fit in." Well, the smoking went from cigarettes to marijuana to other drugs, to losing her virginity, to having a miscarriage, and on and on. She told her mom, "I'm quitting school. I don't see the point." Her mom looked at her father like, "What are we doing?" And the father looked at her mom and said, "She just wants her freedom." The mother digs her fingers into her stomach and says, "We've lost her. We've lost her." Now, if you move forward a few years, this young girl is now 31 years old, still doesn't have a high school diploma. Her mom blames her father Her father blames former President Ronald Reagan. She doesn't know who to blame. Maybe it's her parents. Maybe it's because they sold her dog for $15 before they moved to Florida. All she knows is she is desperately unhappy and wants someone to blame for her troubles. There's not always someone to blame. We have to take accountability for things that happen in our lives. Things happen. Accept it. And know God is not punishing you. So many people have bad things happen in their life, and the first thing they think is, oh gosh, I must have done something terrible. God hates me. No. God loves you. God loves all of you. Things happen sometimes that may seem disastrous to us, but God's thinking, I know this is going to happen a few years from now, and I need to get them ready for that. So I'm going to get them through this terrible situation so they'll be ready. We don't understand what God's looking at. God sees the whole picture. God knows where we've been, where we are, and where we're going. And He lets things happen sometimes to prepare us for our future. As hurtful as things might be sometimes. And don't blame God. Don't get mad at God. We have to learn to trust God. Because God loves you. And we also have to learn not to blame somebody else for our troubles. You can't blame your spouse. You can't blame your coworkers. You can't blame the neighbor next door. Things happen. We just have to accept that. And we look at this story of Jesus, and the first thing we see is that He heals this man born blind. And it's important that we see that He healed this man. And it's important that He mentions it is for God's work to be revealed. See the connection there? Everybody thought this is a terrible thing. This young man was born blind. But it was a good thing, because if that hadn't happened, Jesus would not have had that opportunity to show God's works and perform the healing. So everything happens for a reason. There is a cause and a purpose for everything. And it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's cancer, losing your job, whatever it is. Things sometimes happen. I tell people all the time, they'll look at me like, why is this happening to me? Well, sometimes terrible things have to happen for God to change your direction. I've mentioned it before. That's why we're here in Kentucky. Because I fought God over the ministry for years and years. Finally, lost a job, was asked to resign. This was a disaster. We lived off my 401k for 3 months before we found a job up here and moved up here. I thought, God, why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to us? But there was a reason. Because He finally convinced me that, yes, I can be in the ministry. I can be His vessel to talk to others. If that hadn't have happened, if I hadn't gotten crossways with the administrative major and asked to resign and had to move to Kentucky, it wouldn't have happened. So there was a reason for that. Hindsight is 20/20. Things happen. And we don't need to get bitter about it. We don't need to get angry with God about it. We don't need to blame somebody else about it. We just need to accept it. Life happens. Stuff happens. And there is always a reason. I can't tell you what that reason is. You may not be able to figure out what that reason is, but there is always a reason. You have to believe that God wants the best for you in your life. even when we go through bad times. He wants us to be happy, healthy, doing well. He loves us. And He does things because He loves us. He allows things because He loves us. You've heard the phrase, tough love. Sometimes parents have to do things to their children because they love them, and their children may not think it's a neat thing. It's tough love. God does that sometimes to change our direction, to prepare us for the future. God knows what He's doing. God is with us even in the most adverse circumstances. Paul tells us in Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. God can use those terrible things that happen to us to bring blessings in our lives. There's a story of a young man who, in the Korean War era, decided he needed to join the army and thought it would be real neat to get into the airborne division because jumping out of planes would be fun and those guys make a little bit more money than the foot soldiers. Didn't take him very long to figure out jumping out of planes is not fun. And he wanted to transfer back to another unit. Well, the army didn't appreciate that. So they transferred him to the grunt patrol. Y'all know what the grunt patrol is. That's all those duties that nobody else wants to do, and you get stuck with them. Well, one of the things that they had him do to show how angry they were was they made him march for miles every day. And after he marched for miles every day, they would make him dig foxholes and fill them back in. And he couldn't understand, why are they doing this to me? Well, it wasn't too long. He wound up in Korea, in the war. They were in a battle one night, him and his platoon. They were under heavy fire from the enemy, pinned down, so they had to dig foxholes. Most of the other guys with him didn't have a clue how to dig a foxhole. The guys that were close by him, he helped them dig foxholes. The next morning, when the sun came up, the enemy had been destroyed. There were 30 or 40 of the enemy soldiers on the ground. Most of his platoon had been destroyed, except for the ones that were right around him that he helped dig foxholes. Because he knew how to dig a foxhole, he was an expert at it. But when it was happening, he couldn't understand why. There was a reason. It saved his life. It saved the life of several of his friends. Now the walking or marching for miles thing, they were going to this place for a battle, and it was cold, freezing cold. Most of the soldiers wanted to ride in the truck. Well, because they were up in that truck, no heat in the back of that truck, a lot of them got frostbite on their hands and in their toes. But this guy was so used to marching every day, was so physically fit, he said, no, I'll walk along with the caravan. And he survived. He didn't get frostbite in his hands or his feet, because he had been prepared for that. Again, he didn't understand why they were making him march miles. Didn't understand why they were making him dig foxholes. God knew, because God knew the situation he was going to be in North Korea. And God wanted to save his life. He was blessed by the terrible thing that had happened to him. And the same thing happens to us. We go through things sometimes to strengthen us. We go through things sometimes to help us to be compassionate to others, to understand when others go through the same thing, Who can better help someone with cancer than someone that's already had it and survived it? Maybe that was God's purpose in you getting cancer, because he knew you would help many others. You think it was a bad thing. Maybe not. Maybe it was a blessing, because God knew that you would be good at helping others and blessing others. Things happen for a reason. The terrible thing when we talk about blindness is that society today has become spiritually blind. Not physically blind, but spiritually blind. And we have to be aware of that. And we have to try to do something about that. We need to be there for others. We need to be there to help others. Maybe in a situation where we have already been through it, we understand. And if you help that person, they might think, wow, God took care of that person. Maybe God will take care of me. Everything happens for a reason. And we don't get to see the big picture. God does. God sees the big picture. Now here's a good example of not seeing the big picture. Reggie Jackson, when he was playing baseball, the team that he was on, they had a rule. You didn't steal a base unless one of the base coaches told you to do it. Well, one day in a game, he was on first base, and he knew he was going to be able to steal second base. So I'm not going to wait for them to tell me. I'm just going to go. And he did. He stole second base. Left first base open. Well, after they got all their outs and he wound up back in the dugout, he got chewed out for it. There was a reason we didn't want you to steal second base. Because the next batter up was an excellent batter. And he was going to get you and himself in and get some runs. But because you stole second base, first base was open, the other team knew how good a hitter he was, they walked him to first base. The next player that comes up is a terrible hitter. They knew that. They had to find a pinch hitter and still didn't do any good. If Reggie Jackson would have stayed where he was, followed the rules, they might have gotten two runs. So see, we don't see the big picture. God does. And sometimes we have to trust God that things are happening the way He wants them to happen. That there's a reason that things are happening to you the way they are happening. Because He sees the big picture. Again, He knows where you've been, where you are, and where you're going. He knows what you're going to be going through. And He wants to help you with that. Because He loves you. So this terrible circumstance that you're going through is not a bad thing. Yeah, it may not be fun when it happens, but you have to trust God that it's happening for a reason. You need to be thinking about God's perspective. You need to be thinking about how God sees our life and lives around us. You've got to trust God. You've got to know that He loves you and wants the best for you. So don't get caught up in this blame game that society has gotten a hold of and try to blame somebody else for everything that happens. You want to blame somebody, blame God. But remember, God is not doing that to be mean to you. God is not doing that to punish you. He's not standing up there waiting for you to mess up so He can go, "I gotcha," and punish you with something. God does things, he allows things to happen to us for a reason, to strengthen us, to give us knowledge, to give us compassion. There is a reason things happen. So think about the big picture. And think about how much God loves you. How much God loves everybody, no matter who they are. Think about when things happen. What lesson is there in this for me? How is this going to make me stronger? Don't get down on your knees and say, God, why are you doing this to me? Get down on your knees and say, God, why is this happening to me? Why are you letting this happen? What am I supposed to get out of this? Because there's something you're supposed to get out of this. And if you pray about it and you ask God nicely, why is this happening to me? He will help you to see the big picture. He will help you to understand what His will is for your life. He will help to remove the blindness from your eyes and from your spirit. He will help you see life the way He sees it. So don't blame others. Don't get upset. Accept that things happen and understand that there is a reason. I can't say that enough. There's always a reason for everything that happens, even if we don't understand it. Amen.